Oxford Matura Trainer, poziom podstawowy. Trzeci egzamin próbny. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Eleanor Roosevelt, one of the most influential American women, was the wife of America's 32nd president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. She was born in New York in 1884. Her family, who had the same family name as her husband-to-be, had great wealth and influence, but Eleanor did not have a happy childhood. Her mother was sick and nervous, and her father drank too much and did not work. When Eleanor was 8, her mother died. 2 years later, her father died too, and the Roosevelt children were raised by their grandmother. After finishing school, Eleanor began teaching children in one of the poorest areas of New York City, and she visited factories where workers were badly treated. She became involved in various activities aimed at improving social conditions. Franklin Roosevelt, a young politician who belonged to another part of the Roosevelt family, began visiting Eleanor, and they were married in 1905. In the next 11 years, they had 6 children. The Roosevelts moved to Washington in 1913. It was there, after 13 years of marriage, that Eleanor Roosevelt went through the hardest period of her life. She discovered that her husband had fallen in love with another woman. She considered ending the marriage, but Franklin asked her to remain his wife. She agreed, but decided she would no longer play the part of a politician's wife. Instead, she began to build a life with interests of her own and became active in political and social issues. In 1921, Franklin Roosevelt was struck by the terrible disease polio. He would never walk again without help. His political life seemed over, but his wife helped him return to politics. When Franklin was elected president, she travelled around the country giving speeches and visiting areas that needed economic aid. She also held press conferences and wrote for newspapers and magazines. Franklin Roosevelt died a few months before the end of World War II. Harry Truman became the 33rd president, and he appointed Eleanor Roosevelt as a delegate to the first meeting of the United Nations. She later served on the UN Commission on Human Rights. She spent the last years of her life visiting foreign countries as America's unofficial ambassador.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Eleanor Roosevelt, one of the most influential American women, was the wife of America's 32nd president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. She was born in New York in 1884. Her family, who had the same family name as her husband-to-be, had great wealth and influence, but Eleanor did not have a happy childhood. Her mother was sick and nervous, and her father drank too much and did not work. When Eleanor was 8, her mother died. 2 years later, her father died too, and the Roosevelt children were raised by their grandmother. After finishing school, Eleanor began teaching children in one of the poorest areas of New York City, and she visited factories where workers were badly treated. She became involved in various activities aimed at improving social conditions. Franklin Roosevelt, a young politician who belonged to another part of the Roosevelt family, began visiting Eleanor, and they were married in 1905. In the next 11 years, they had 6 children. The Roosevelts moved to Washington in 1913. It was there, after 13 years of marriage, that Eleanor Roosevelt went through the hardest period of her life. She discovered that her husband had fallen in love with another woman. She considered ending the marriage, but Franklin asked her to remain his wife. She agreed, but decided she would no longer play the part of a politician's wife. Instead, she began to build a life with interests of her own and became active in political and social issues. In 1921, Franklin Roosevelt was struck by the terrible disease polio. He would never walk again without help. His political life seemed over, but his wife helped him return to politics. When Franklin was elected president, she traveled around the country giving speeches and visiting areas that needed economic aid. She also held press conferences and wrote for newspapers and magazines. Franklin Roosevelt died a few months before the end of World War II. Harry Truman became the 33rd president, and he appointed Eleanor Roosevelt as a delegate to the first meeting of the United Nations. She later served on the UN Commission on Human Rights. She spent the last years of her life visiting foreign countries as America's unofficial ambassador.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
There are millions of dogs in this country. How many people get hurt as a result of dog attacks? This whole idea of forbidding certain breeds doesn't make any sense. More people die on roads every day than are killed by dogs in a year. Does it mean we should demand a ban on cars? The whole issue is exaggerated.
2.
It's beyond me why anyone in this country should need a pit bull terrier as a pet at home. If you are a hunter, say, for example, in the wild mountains of Afghanistan, then I could understand owning a dangerous dog. But there is no reason for someone living in a flat and going shopping for food every day to have one. If you don't need an aggressive animal to help you survive in the wild, you should keep a sausage dog.
Three.
Hello. I've been listening to the discussion for a while and decided to call and take part in it. In my opinion, we cannot classify any particular breed as dangerous or not dangerous. All breeds have the potential to be so if they are kept by irresponsible people. That's where the problem is. Many people buy pit bull terriers because they want to appear tough, but they can't train the animal properly. They should be forbidden from keeping animals.
4.
Let me tell you a story. One day, my son got attacked by a dog. Oh, don't worry, my son recovered soon after that, but we were really scared at the time and had to take him to hospital. The interesting thing about it was that the dog was our neighbour's dog. We knew it very well. It was a quiet, friendly dog. The point is that any dog has the potential to be aggressive. It doesn't matter how well trained it is. We just cannot predict it.
3. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
There are millions of dogs in this country. How many people get hurt as a result of dog attacks? This whole idea of forbidding certain breeds doesn't make any sense. More people die on roads every day than are killed by dogs in a year. Does it mean we should demand a ban on cars? The whole issue is exaggerated.
2.
It's beyond me why anyone in this country should need a pit bull terrier as a pet at home. If you are a hunter, say, for example, in the wild mountains of Afghanistan, then I could understand owning a dangerous dog. But there is no reason for someone living in a flat and going shopping for food every day to have one. If you don't need an aggressive animal to help you survive in the wild, you should keep a sausage dog.
3.
Hello. I've been listening to the discussion for a while and decided to call and take part in it. In my opinion, we cannot classify any particular breed as dangerous or not dangerous. All breeds have the potential to be so if they are kept by irresponsible people. That's where the problem is. Many people buy pit bull terriers because they want to appear tough, but they can't train the animal properly. They should be forbidden from keeping animals.
4.
Let me tell you a story. One day, my son got attacked by a dog. Oh, don't worry, my son recovered soon after that, but we were really scared at the time and had to take him to hospital. The interesting thing about it was that the dog was our neighbour's dog. We knew it very well. It was a quiet, friendly dog. The point is that any dog has the potential to be aggressive. It doesn't matter how well trained it is. We just cannot predict it.
3. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
1.
Now, information for parents and children over 8. The town council is organising a fishing competition in our town. The equipment will be provided. Bring your own snacks and beverages and dress appropriately for the weather. It is going to be a bit chilly and cloudy, but we are not expecting any rain at the weekend. The event is free, but pre-registration is necessary as we have a limited number of fishing rods available. The event is on Sunday at King's Part Pond. Come at 8 a.m. and stay till noon.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Now, information for parents and children over 8. The town council is organising a fishing competition in our town. The equipment will be provided. Bring your own snacks and beverages and dress appropriately for the weather. It is going to be a bit chilly and cloudy, but we are not expecting any rain at the weekend. The event is free, but pre-registration is necessary as we have a limited number of fishing rods available. The event is on Sunday at King's Part Pond. Come at 8 a.m. and stay till noon.
Two.
Peter, why didn't you tell me that we had run out of flour? I'll place an order in the morning.
Oh, sorry, Joan. I was really busy. Yesterday the place was packed.
OK, but please inform me when we run low. Anyway, how is your wife? She was ill, wasn't she?
Much better. She's leaving hospital tomorrow. I'm going to make her favourite dish tomorrow evening.
I'm glad to hear it. You can prepare it here if you want, and then warm it up at home. What do you think?
Sounds perfect. Thanks, Joan.
Not at all.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Peter, why didn't you tell me that we had run out of flour? I'll place an order in the morning.
Oh, sorry, Joan. I was really busy. Yesterday the place was packed.
OK, but please inform me when we run low. Anyway, how is your wife? She was ill, wasn't she?
Much better. She's leaving hospital tomorrow. I'm going to make her favourite dish tomorrow evening.
I'm glad to hear it. You can prepare it here if you want, and then warm it up at home. What do you think?
Sounds perfect. Thanks, Joan.
Not at all.
Three.
Dear children, as you know, we are in the museum of Thomas Alva Edison, who became very famous for his work on the light bulb. When he started work on this invention, electric light already existed, but it was expensive and impractical for the home. Edison developed a bulb that could burn for more than 13 hours. Look here. This is a copy of the first bulb. He also invented the system that makes a light bulb work, including a socket with an on and off switch. By 1897, he had developed a more practical and longer-lasting light bulb. 3 years later, he started the first electric power station. It provided a small number of homes with electricity in New York.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Dear children, as you know, we are in the museum of Thomas Alva Edison, who became very famous for his work on the light bulb. When he started work on this invention, electric light already existed, but it was expensive and impractical for the home. Edison developed a bulb that could burn for more than 13 hours. Look here. This is a copy of the first bulb. He also invented the system that makes a light bulb work, including a socket with an on and off switch. By 1897, he had developed a more practical and longer-lasting light bulb.
3 years later, he started the first electric power station. It provided a small number of homes with electricity in New York.
Four.
Mom, where is my laptop? Have you seen it?
I'm not sure. Let me think. Maybe I saw it on the kitchen table.
Kitchen? Impossible. I never take it to the kitchen. It might get dirty there.
Yes, that's true. You look after it. Oh, I know. Judith came after dinner and asked if she could borrow it.
Mum, that was yesterday. What's wrong with you?
Oh, sorry, Jack. I'm a bit tired. Did you use it this morning?
I worked in the living room in the morning. Here it is, under the couch. Who put it there?
Not me, Jack.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mom, where is my laptop? Have you seen it?
I'm not sure. Let me think. Maybe I saw it on the kitchen table.
Kitchen? Impossible. I never take it to the kitchen. It might get dirty there.
Yes, that's true. You look after it. Oh, I know. Judith came after dinner and asked if she could borrow it.
Mum, that was yesterday. What's wrong with you?
Oh, sorry, Jack. I'm a bit tired. Did you use it this morning?
I worked in the living room in the morning. Here it is, under the couch. Who put it there?
Not me, Jack.
Five.
Keeping fit and healthy means more than just getting enough exercise. It is important that your body is given the right food. But what exactly is the right food? Our new publication, Healthy Eating for a Healthy Life, will tell you everything you need to know, and also everything you thought you knew but really don't. For example, did you know that eating bread and pasta does not make you put on weight? Healthy Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle is on special offer this month. Hurry if you want to get it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Keeping fit and healthy means more than just getting enough exercise. It is important that your body is given the right food. But what exactly is the right food? Our new publication, Healthy Eating for a Healthy Life, will tell you everything you need to know, and also everything you thought you knew but really don't. For example, did you know that eating bread and pasta does not make you put on weight? Healthy Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle is on special offer this month. Hurry if you want to get it.
Six.
You probably don't look forward to exam time, but it doesn't have to be a nightmare. There are a few rules you can follow. For example, don't leave things until the last minute. The sooner you get on with revising, the better you will feel. Many people find it helpful to set up a routine. But we are all different, and the important thing is to find what suits you. Don't simply follow the usual routine. If you used to revise early in the morning and it didn't work, try doing your work later in the day.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
You probably don't look forward to exam time, but it doesn't have to be a nightmare. There are a few rules you can follow. For example, don't leave things until the last minute. The sooner you get on with revising, the better you will feel. Many people find it helpful to set up a routine. But we are all different, and the important thing is to find what suits you. Don't simply follow the usual routine. If you used to revise early in the morning and it didn't work, try doing your work later in the day.